Allah, and He is the Lion. You forgot what I told you before. Love? Huh? You love to hunt the love. Haha, good for you. But nobody could hunt the love, because love is a hunter itself. I told you before, do you remember the explanation? He said you should forget, get rid of all these tricks, try to be better, and hope to get lucky, then love will haunt you. This is how it works. Here, he said, O comrades, O friends, the beloved has burned the ways, we are down there, and he is a hunting lion. In the clutch of the fierce, bloodthirsty lion, where is any resource except resignation and acquiescence? This is it. We know that the beloved has closed all these nonsense paths, and the real path is to surrender. Do you remember? Surrender to heart. Always pay attention to that. What am I doing? What is my desire? Is it haq? Do you remember the meaning of haq? That was the description of beloved. He said, and let me tell you, when you are talking like this, what are you talking to? That beloved, does it sleep? Does it feed? No. He doesn't do this stuff. What does he do? He just hunts the spirits. There is nothing else for him to do. And you know why he is doing it? He is telling you, saying, come be me or one with me in nature. This is the source of that unification I'm talking about. We all together means each of us unify with that tendency. Have that feeling in yourself. Because, honestly, God, I told you that the only good fellow, he has the work who has become desire of God, and for his work's sake has served himself from every work. The rest are like children playing. These few days till the departure is nightfall, and so on and so on. And at the end of it, he say, do you remember I explained it to you? We are not only talking about you looking for water. The water is looking for thirsty people. That's why I'm telling you, be thirsty. Then he came to a very simple story. Let me tell you about the lover who was lucky and he had the permission to go and spend the night with the beloved. What did he do? Sleeping. He said, that's what you do. And here, with all these stuff that I'm bringing in, I'm trying my best to awake you. Awaking you, like what? Like that Amir Turk, which was awake early in the morning and needed the drink, the wine, and do you remember? And the blind fellow who came in If it was you, logically, you would say he is blind. Are you blind? If you are not blind, see everything. Looking at him is just like he looking at you. That's where we are. So, till next year, goodbye, and read it carefully. This is the final book, so you should know it really. When we'll continue with that Mutreb and Amir at work next time, inshallah. Thank you.